Okay, State Nation, this is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all covering all things K-State. Your host, Eddie Greer, for this podcast, coming at you. This is going to be a busy podcast day for yours truly on this Thursday here, just getting off of work. I know I recorded one earlier Thursday, a couple hours ahead of the Falcons on a road to on the Panthers here. On Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime. So try and get this thing, get these couple of things, recordings knocked out here. Now, again, apologies, K-State Nation, for my having no voice pretty much all week long, trying to recover from losing my voice at the Texas game last week and trying to get back to normalcy here, voice as possible. I do physically feel a lot better as weeks progressed here, as we got a lot going on, cross country going on tomorrow. Already knocked that one out. That'll be up to, we're gonna have a lot posted up tomorrow. I'm hoping to get a weekly in here as well, solo. And of course, me and Alex will get together on Sunday. Hopefully by then I will be close to, at least hopefully close to 100% voice-wise. Me and him can chat K-State football. I'll be football-focused only on that weekly pod. So you're going to get 130 and 131 in the span of 4 days right there as well. But here on this one, I have this one focused on women's basketball. I was going to throw this one in with the weekly, but it was going to be too much for my voice to handle there. The season opener, K-State hosted the Sugar Bears. Can you believe it? The Sugar Bears of Central Arkansas. 4-win by 40, and Jeff Mitty, congratulations on getting 600th career win as college basketball coach. And that's huge for him. I talked about this all summer long. He was very close on getting a milestone victory during the NCAA tournament. He couldn't get 600 then. In the second round, as they were eliminated by NC State last year. And then you turn around, get it against Central Arkansas back on Monday night. Remember, both men's and women's basketball played on Monday night. Of course, it's going to be flipped around next week. Of course, the men will play first against UMKC, and then the big matchup with Caitlin Clark and number 4 Iowa comes into town. And keep this, I'm looking a little bit past Wisconsin, because Wisconsin's a huge game. I'll get to that here in a few minutes, which is going to be the game at hand for K-State tomorrow. But of course, that game was supposed to be two individuals, on one superstar, Caitlin Clark, running against Ayoka Lee. We all know Ayoka Lee had to come across during the offseason. She's not available this year, so that leaves K-State having to get after Caitlin Clark. But I tell you right now, Iowa's going to have some shooters they're going to have to deal with, and one particularly, Gabby Gregory, who led all, she led all scorers, folks, 19 points, 7 rebounds, 7-11 from the field, 26 minutes of action there. Most on the team. No, it wasn't. That was to Jalen Glenn's 31. So excuse me on that one. But I've been on Team Gabby from day one since he came on campus. Transfer from Oklahoma, sharpshooter. And I'm not going to repeat everything, because I'm to a point now, I've repeated almost everything I'm about to say or I've had said about her. Since she landed to K-State, Manhattan. She's playing the Big 12. She's playing this building four, and this was her first official debut as K-State. Now, preseason don't count. We all know that, right? So now you get to this point. Gabby has made a statement, clearly, that you're going to have to stop her. And we're getting, as Jeff Mitty quoted after that 4-8 State preseason game last week, that we're getting the 100% good Gabby Gregory. G squared, as the nickname now for Gabby Gregory. Stealing that from one of the headlines there that I read this past after the game, anyways. But you're still going to have to deal with her. Now you got to add her to the fold. Serena Sundell, still, that's my girl right there. 12 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and 22 minutes. No, I'm looking at, no, 7 points. Man, 7 points, 4 rebounds. This is how messed up the week has been. Got the Falcons, got to play tonight, so kind of screwed that up. It also screwed up that I lost my voice, so can't really say anything. And also, talking like this, it gets really annoying. So, but this is actually the best I've sounded actually all week. So this is trending in the right direction here. Hopefully by when we get, me and Alex get together over the weekend, it'll be close to 100% for that weekly post-reaction pod that we're going to be playing on, recording on Sunday. It'll be out on Monday night is the plan there on that. But yeah, Taylor Lauterbach, I want to point this out. On this 40-point win up for K-State women's basketball, Lauterbach did start for Jeff Mini, and I actually said that, or even before the preseason started, that it'll be interesting to see how she would play. She's going to be in the fold since she is originally the backup to Aiko Kalee. Aiko Kalee's out for the season, so Lauterbach did start. She played pretty well. 15 minutes of action, 6 points, 5 rebounds, and an assist as well for Taylor. So she stepping up and fills some big shoes as well. Off the bench, Emily Ebert, 17 minutes of action, 6 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds. That's the production. I think she's going to be the – oh, my goodness. Now, she's going to be – oh, man. Now I can't even think of the name now. That the lady that played on the team last year – That is escaping, the name is escaping my grasp, but she played a big part of it, of the bench last year. She was in and out of lineup though, but I think that's going to be Emily Ebert this year, as she's been delegated to the bench role there. But think about that for a minute, folks, on that. But yeah, 83-43, back on Monday night, K-State women's basketball, hands. Jeff Mini win, coaching win number 600 for that Onet. Now you gotta turn and get ready for this game, which this podcast will be uploaded a couple hours before the Cats and Badgers tip in the Brew City Battle, they're calling it. My goodness. Wisconsin, both these teams are 1-0 coming to this matchup. This is actually gonna be an afternoon tip. So I will be keeping up on this on the app. So I thought it was a night game for whatever reason. So my apologies there on that. I ain't watching anyways, so I'm not going to say TV. But if you are, KC Nation, Big Ten Network will have this game if you have the Big Ten Network there on that. Wisconsin, the only meeting between these two teams came back in 06. I think this is Thanksgiving Day. In Vegas, the Badgers came out with a 3-point win there. This is going to be Jeff Mini's first meeting against Wisconsin. So, and keep the Wildcats are 72-60 against the current members of the Big Ten. I like that. I like how they scripted that out right there. I like that very much there as well. Let's see, 3:30 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They're going to be playing. Interesting setup at where the baseball team, the Milwaukee Brewers, play. So, the Brew City Battle. Get it? Yeah. And, of course, it's the Beer City. Why not? Right as well. So, all right. So, now you're looking at, after the win against Central Arkansas, there's a few things to keep in mind. K-State now will, actually, they've already became the night, yeah, they are, yeah. I said that's two shows ago, actually. Yeah, so they're one win away from 1,000 in program victories for K-State. So keep that in mind. I said this two weeklies ago. There are 2 out. And me and Alex talked last, they're 1 out now from that as well. And the Wildcats, every time they play in the state of Wisconsin, under 500. Only 2-4 there as well. So there's that. And then you have the Wisconsin players who have either played for K-State or are on a team at K-State right now. Taylor Lauterbach is from Wisconsin. She's on the team. Kayla, the great Kayla Goff, also was pretty good. She played the Forest High Appleton for Taylor Lauterbach. Then a few steps further back, you have Brianna Lewis, who is very talented. Brianna Lewis, who played at Milwaukee for a little while as well. So I thought those were very interesting stats there as well. So the 43 points there, the defense, you know, Jeff Mini stamp on defense, on the defensive end, right? Circle this one, folks. Wildcats held Central Arkansas to 30% shooting from the field. And only 21% from the field in that second half alone, K-State needed. So, Jeff Mitty, since he came here to Manhattan, what is his stance? His defense. I said this on the postcast last year, on the mini postcast of K-State last year on women's basketball as well. So, he had a key of the game. Obviously, well, Wisconsin, they finished in the second half of the Big 12, of the Big Ten standings last year, right? So that's all from what I tell. I mean, they're gonna be a tough opponent, yes, but this is a winnable game. I would say so, but again, this is the first game away from Bramlage Coliseum for both men's and women's basketball this weekend, beginning with the women's tomorrow. So when you listen to this, it'll be this afternoon. So keep that in mind. We'll find out for sure. This is a good test for this team. So we'll find out. We'll find out even more about this basketball team here in 2022 into 2023 for the women's team. So the Wisconsin K-State at in Milwaukee tomorrow, taking place. They got the court already set up. It's pretty sweet. Pretty sweet pictures there that I saw on there. As well as they'll do battle there at American Family Field in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, tomorrow afternoon. And when you listen to this, download this, it'll be this afternoon. K-State will do battle with Wisconsin here. We'll see what Double G Squared and Serena Sundell and company do on the road against in that environment, which I'm sure will be Badger fans there as well. And I'm sure they're going to be a little sprinkle purple in there somewhere as well as we look to spoil Wisconsin's hopes down there in the Brew City Battle. Yeah, whatever that's called tomorrow. We're going to ride with that here on the Pro Project Podcast. True P. Find it wherever you get your podcast there. We're on Apple, Spotify, Odyssey, and a few more other podcasting platforms out there wherever you may listen to your podcast there as well. This is definitely the best I've sounded all week. Hopefully this time it trends in the right direction as well. This is today's Thursday. This is going to probably be the last day of podcast for me. I'm going to take maybe a couple of days here to get healed up, and hopefully by Saturday, I'm going to try not to refrain myself from screaming, yelling at the TV screen on Saturday night, when K-State plays Baylor on the football field. But definitely looking forward to, keeping up with this game. K-State ladies looking to get a big road win. This will, again, keep this in mind. You want to get back to the NCAA tournament. These are the wins that can star a big role in that as well. But, yes, K-State beat Central Arkansas in this season opener, 83-43. Gabby Gregory, 19 points. And more importantly, folks, Jeff Mitty gets career win 600 in his head coaching career in the NCAA.